Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail to me on April 6th regarding Joseph Bisogno, B-I-S-O-G-N-O. Joseph Bisogno is a 66-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5/28/19. Apparently he was installing awning windows in an underhand fashion. Apparently he states they were mahogany windows that he was installing on a Friday. Apparently he asserts repetitive heavy lifting caused injury to his left shoulder, but did not go to the emergency room. Period. He first went to his primary care physician on the following Tuesday. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a torn left rotator cuff repaired surgically on 8/27/19. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 11/27/19. Period. He denies any previous problems or injuries to the involved body parts. Period. He states on 4/2/21, however, he fell off of a 2-foot ladder at home and broke his upper humerus. Period. This necessitated surgical repair. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging occupational exposures involving repetitive use of the left arm between 2003 and 2019 caused permanent disability by way of a torn rotator cuff and derivative right shoulder injury. Per treatment records show he was seen on 5/28/19 by Dr. Ludwig, L-U-D-W-I-G. Per he stated he had upper left shoulder pain and had been putting in windows, but he was unable to lift his arm at all. Period. He was evaluated and had limited range of motion. Period. There was extreme tenderness to touch. Period. She diagnosed left shoulder pain, for which she ordered x-rays and prescribed him a Medrol dose pack. Period. X-rays were done on 5/30/19 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Ludwig on 6/3/19 and continued to render a diagnosis of left shoulder pain. Period. On 7/2/19, he saw Dr. Ludwig for the final time. Period. Her diagnosis was left rotator cuff sprain. Period. New paragraph. He was seen on 6/4/19 by Dr. Toro, T-A-U-R-O. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder bursitis, which he was given oral steroids. Period. He feels a bit better, but now his pain had returned. Period. Exam found 85% range of motion, as well as positive impingement test and positive bicep spine pain. Period. There was 4/5 forward flexion and extension and external rotation strength to weakness. Period. He ordered an MRI. Period. New paragraph. MRI to left shoulder was done on 6/6/19 to be inserted. Period. They reviewed these results on 6/13/19 when they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 8/27/19. He did undergo surgery, as that will be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Toro through 6/16/20. Period. On that occasion, the petitioner offered symptoms involving the right shoulder. Paired x-rays showed no arthritic change at the glenohumeral joint. Paired the AC joint showed mild arthritic change. Paired the glenohumeral joint relationship was normal. Paired there were no cystic changes in the humeral head, but there was greater tuberosity sclerosis noted. Period. He also referenced an MRI that showed severe supraspinatus tendinosis with probably an anterior full thickness component, comma, probably a biceps pulley lesion with LH biceps split. Paired Mr. Bisogno expressed he thought this was work related. Paired Dr. Toro simply wrote, quote, "That is certainly possible," period, end quote. New paragraph, at Dr. Toro's referral, the petitioner did undergo an MRI of the right shoulder on 6/4/20 to be inserted here. Period. We were able to obtain this report through the petitioner. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring at the left shoulder, located anteriorly and measuring 6 inches in length. Period. There may have been another scar 1 inch distal to this longer scar. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both shoulders had crepitus. Paired abduction right was 165 degrees and left 170 degrees. Comma, external rotation right 75 degrees and left 65 degrees. Paired motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without tenderness. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level bilaterally. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Shoulder maneuvers. He had a positive O'Brien's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Period. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. He did show this evaluator pictures on his phone after he fractured his humerus and underwent surgery. This revealed several screws that were angled. He stated he does not know how he did afterwards. Period. Impressions. Joseph Bisogno alleges an occupational exposure involving repetitive activities caused injury to his left shoulder, effective 5/28/19. Period. He admits he first sought treatment with his primary care physician. Period. Left shoulder x-rays were done on 5/30/19 to be inserted here. Paired Dr. Ludwig then had him undergo an MRI. Scratch that. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Toro on 6/4/19. Paired he ordered left shoulder MRI that was done on 6/6/19 to be inserted here. Paired new paragraph on 8/27/19, surgery was done to be inserted. Paired he followed up postoperatively with Dr. Toro through 6/16/20. But on that occasion, the petitioner asserted his belief that his right shoulder problems were work-related also. Period. He did undergo an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found mildly decreased range of motion about both shoulders. Period. It was crepitus bilaterally. Period. There was no weakness. Period. He had a positive O'Brien's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Period. There were healed open surgical scars about the left shoulder, consistent with his humerus fracture and surgery. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical spine, and his O'Brien's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. In terms of the right shoulder, there is 2% permanent partial disability. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of the diagnoses given on his right shoulder MRI to be inserted here. And that, it, scratch that. It is my belief that none of these ratings are ascribable to his position with the insured, period, end.